B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico from Cape Crape and Chowder. How are you, Tony?
Well, I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I would think that you're doing more than okay. You know, the snowbirds are back down and everybody hustling, bustling after a Thanksgiving. And you know darn well that when they're out shopping, they're also waiting, lines forming at restaurants all over Southwest Florida, try to get in some of the more popular places. It's a tough thing to do. Restaurant tours making some money.
Well, absolutely. And uh-huh. As a restaurateur myself, I know especially the young fellas might be a little intimidating, because in the restaurant business, we understand that we got to step up our game. You got to get a little creative.
Well, and that's true, you know. And I'm speaking to somebody who's been in the restaurant business for 40, 45 years. It's either you're the new thing, you're the new thing in town, or you got to put a new face on the old to get those people in there. And something tells me you're doing neither.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm calling,
yes,
is that at the end of this conversation, I want to do something nice for you and your good listeners. I feel like your listeners are my listeners. They're my family.
They used to be. Yeah, they used to be when you'd put out a product. What?
I'm afraid old Uncle Tony may have screwed up. I think I made a strategic mistake.
What do you mean?
I really wanted to make a big splash with our special Thanksgiving Day menu.
So you were open on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I was open. You know, I was there with bells on.
Okay, open for Thanksgiving. Well, that's something.
I think I know where it all went wrong. I know a lot of these places, they require, you know, a reservation.
For
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, you put the reservation in ahead of time so that you're assured a spot at the table and everything is done beautifully. Yeah, I understand that. What did you do?
Well, I threw down a few bucks for one of those flashing road signs.
To your dump!
Right.
Flashing road sign. You threw down some money for a flashing road sign
your
dump.
It's got the removable illuminated letters with an arrow pointing at your business. I was thinking to myself,
yes,
Tony,
baby,
how can you differentiate yourself from the crowd?
Oh, good point. Good point. Differentiate yourself from the crowd, being open on Thanksgiving. How can you set yourself apart? Good. So far, so good, old man.
Well, I put on the sign what I thought would be the difference makers.
Oh, okay.
No reservations necessary. No waiting. Ever.
That's usually the case, so yeah, no reservations necessary, no waiting, and a big sign there. It's got the arrow to your dump.
Well,
so what went wrong?
I was speaking with my dear friend, the entertainer White Love John.
Yeah, I met him,
and he suggested that despite my goodwill, that perhaps that might make people think that the reason that there's no waiting is because the food sucks.
Oh, yeah. I guess the perception would be dump, lousy food, no business, come here. Yeah, sure.
But you know what? Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Yeah, no, what are you talking about?
I put my heart and soul and all my blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that.
Into this Thanksgiving menu.
So you put together a whole menu. What happened?
Well, I think it's because I took it a little too personal.
You took it too personal.
Well, what I did was I tried to be innovative. I've been watching that food channel, and you just can't serve up good food anymore. You're not selling the steak, you're selling the sizzle.
Okay. I don't know about your place. It has no steak and it has no sizzle. So you're basically just selling a place to fill your belly and try to keep it down. Go ahead.
Right. Have you ever heard?
Yeah.
Of something called turducken.
Turducken, I most certainly don't tell me you were serving turducken. That is a very you take a chicken and you put it in a duck, and then you take the duck and you stuff it into a turkey. So you have turkey, duck, and chicken. You need a true professional chef to do that right. But turducken, people rave about it. I mean, that's a lot of hard work. You're right. If you were doing turducken, you pull a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this. Do you do turducken?
No, for a couple of reasons, but professional chef, we got that. It's just that the turducken costs way too much, and my profit margin would be raising.
Wait a second. I'm getting scared now. So you didn't do turducken because it would be far too expensive to do.
I waited until the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I drove all the way from Port Charlotte to Naples buying sale birds. I'm a small businessman. And I said, Tony, there is no way that you can do the turducken. But you could do something. And so I come up with something I call...
What?
Turducken.
What? I call it
turducken.
What?
See, what's
that?
Mother, well, you start with a turkey. I got my turkey.
Yeah, okay. So I want to know what turducken is. You got a turkey. You got a sale bird. Yeah?
Right. So you start with that and make sure that you cut out anything that might have turned.
What do you mean anything that might have turned?
Well, if it's a sale bird, it's been there a while. But it doesn't matter. It's all in how it looks.
the sizzle.
Sometimes you got to bleach them out. But near and dear to my heart, because what I did with the turkeys is instead of, putting a chicken and a duck in there, which is ridiculous.
You mean ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Okay. So wait,
what I said.
Yeah, all right. So you cut off all the stuff that's turned on the turkey, and you stuff it with what?
My mother had a recipe that she called Dickens Custard. It's an egg and mayonnaise-based custard. And let me tell you, when you stuff a turducken, it is so moist. Because you cut into the turkey and it squirts all over the place. It sounds almost like a fart when you cut into it.
So this is called turducken.
Yeah, I've got all these turduckens done.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And nobody shows up on Thanksgiving. So I have been pruning the turkeys since then.
You've been what?
pruning the turkey.
Pruning the turkey.
Walter Dickens. Yeah.
What do you mean by pruning it?
Well, you got to continually cut out the parts that have turned.
Oh, that is so sick. You got 5 days to get that bird off the bone or you throw it away. What are you? You're not.
Maybe that's something your mother told you, and she was probably right because she doesn't. She's not a professional chef. Doesn't know how to prune the turkey.
Prune with the stuff that's turned.
Yes. But what I would like to do is to offer both you and Haney, of course, and your producers and your listeners. I can, if you, why don't we just do a guest list? I could make up some certificates if you need them.
A guest list for what?
And we'll have a nice dinner with all of, you know, what I put my blood, sweat, and tears into. And if you, I'll have a couple of complimentary full-on to Dickin dinners.
You're serving turned turkey. And how dare you want to serve it to me, Haney, our listeners, to come on over and put together a guest list to eat turned turdicken.
And you don't understand. I've just been explaining to you. You prune the turkey, then it's not bad.
If the turkey is bad, if you got to go and cut stuff off of it, and it was a sale bird to begin with.
Okay.
How dare you want to go and serve this to our listeners, damn meathead? And guest list, bring your listeners and producers. And I can't believe it.
Right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey!
Well, at least they... And they made sure they fixed that one.
Oh, everything's fixed.
Everything?
Everything.
No more Snoop Dogg?
There's none of that.
No more urination?
Nope. All removed.
Okay. Cautiously optimistic.
I'm going to tell you right now. When were we here last?
I'm going to tell you something right now. What? And it goes for this whole week. Pray for me, Stan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess you're right on that one. Rick went and tackled our liners. Now, I just told him what I needed out.
God bless him.
And he came to me today. I guess he finished the last one today.
Well, did he? So he had to hear what we were dealing with.
Well, this is what he said. He said, I was listening to those. He said some of the sound effects that they used, this company that did them, he said, I found questionable. And he said, I took out everything that was...
Oh.
And then he said there were some... He said, like right in the middle of one, there's like a belch.
Yeah.
And he said, I took that out, and he cleaned them up. And I thanked him, and our listeners couldn't
so
take it anymore.
He immediately understood what the
he
problem
said,
was.
He said, they obviously don't know who you two are that put these together. I said, man, you're right.
Yeah, don't care either.
No. So they're fixed. They're fixed. As far as I know, everything's good.
You know what I bet that is? What? I bet somebody's on the take.
I don't know. I don't know if they're on the take. They just didn't care.
No. It was one of those deals where, hey, you know, my nephew, he does stuff like that.
Yeah.
He loves the internet. He's got computers. Yeah. He can put funny things in there.
Let's let him play.
Yeah, my 12-year-old. He knows how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
He knows the funny things.
I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I had Dave over the house.
Oh, yeah. I hate to say anything, but is it true that he bit his own thumb at your house?
I didn't know that.
Maybe he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
He bit his own thumb.
Yeah. While eating your food.
I don't know. Here, look, I'm going to tell you something. I tried to be on my best behavior. My wife was at wit's end with him. She, in the middle of Thanksgiving, said to me, I'm going to go take a nap.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Normally, you know, the tryptophan kicks in after.
Yeah, well, it was after the meal, but midway through Dave's stay.
I'm going to go take a nap.
She said, I got to take a nap.
Oh, yeah. You see, your place... And I know how you love your place, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's small.
Oh, not according to Dave the waterman. Not according
to... You cannot... Dave is like a wild animal. Well, you cannot have him enclosed like that, or somebody's going to get hurt.
No, I don't think that's it. First of all, he just walked in. The bonehead walked in. It's amazing how he can go and say he has to do work and comes in.
He needs room to pace around.
Wait a second. What do you mean? What do you mean you bit your thumb at my house?
I bit my tongue.
Oh, your tongue.
Oh, I couldn't understand him because they did tongue, and I thought it was his thumb.
All right, now hold on.
That's how bad he was hurt. I couldn't understand him.
I want you to sit back for a second and hear the truth, Haney.
What did I do now?
Now, wait a second.
I can barely hear him.
Just wait, because he's not
on the... No, what did I do now? Anyways, go on.
No, just stop it.
So, Rob?
Damn it, I'm asking you to stop it. Sorry about that, folks.
I don't think you're asking.
I'm telling him, stop it.
So, you bit your tongue, and I thought you said you bit your thumb.
But he didn't, and he didn't even say anything about biting. Look, so he's...
I know you had an excellent menu.
Hold it. He's at my house. And if he denies this, he just told me.
And it's just such a confined space. I don't know how...
He said it's big.
It is nice. It is roomy.
Because
in there.
If I understand, it was you and your lovely wife.
Yeah.
Dave and your daughter was his date.
Yes.
Yep. Dave's date.
So...
Well, they drank beer together.
I'll get into that, too. And I got to say this quickly because we got to take a break. You shut up. I was kind as anything to you. So
you broke bread with him, brought him in your home.
Yeah, well, so we're leaving.
And my wife said, let me make some leftovers for you to take because Dave said, and I quote from Thanksgiving, if there's anything left over, which there was plenty, I'd like to take some home to my folks. And my wife said, absolutely, absolutely. She went and put every kind of side, every kind of meat, every kind of dessert. And
she is just so delightful.
Put it all in a huge, big, giant bag.
Now, so delightful.
Now, what do I find out?
That is wonderful, generous, in the spirit of the holiday.
So I say to Bonehead today, I said, so, did your folks, he says to me, yeah, I want to thank you again for that meal. I had meals for 3 days in a row. I said, wait a second. Didn't you give the meal? The only reason my wife made it up was to give it to your parents. Well, they tasted it, but I ate it all. Then, leaving my house, he gets the full bag of Thanksgiving leftovers, and I mean a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I need some beers for the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I have a couple cold ones for them to go?
It took three.
What brand?
They were
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
76ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's a beer. He's normally no right. way he could right. have
it's
that.
Premium I couldn't afford premium that, bro. Beer.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, you know, we always tell him, Haney.
So she loads him up with food and then a six-pack to go.
Yes. Yeah, we always tell him, use your noggin. So then he tells me on the way home, he gets nearly kidnapped by some Middle Eastern convenience store guy. He goes in the back and is drinking whiskey with him.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
Said, here, have another. And they had a bottle of whiskey.
Damn, Amir, man. I went into the store and I couldn't, I was debating on what to buy. And then the dude grabbed me and took me to the back room and we
quick
smoked
question.
And drank.
Yeah. How many days before ham turns?
You got 3 days to get everything off the bone.
Oh, when did I eat it?
3 days.
Yeah, you were right at 3 days. He came over.
Good.
He came over to my house a couple of days after Thanksgiving, evidently after he ate your stuff, and just tore into this ham.
Yeah, it was not for you, wasn't it?
No, that ham was
it
good,
was,
Haney.
It wasn't for you, was it?
What?
He asked permission after.
Yeah, I said, bro, can I? Well, yeah.
It was. No, the one that my
it
wife.
Was
it wasn't for you, was
no,
it?
No, it was for my family, bro. You know,
he walked into my house, opens up my fridge, and I turn around, and he's eaten ham by the handful.
Dude, there was a boatload of it. I said, he's not going to miss what it costs.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday afternoon, coming up on the show today. We'll have the grab bag for you in just a second. A new game for you to win. I call it Stan's Card Sharks.
Ah, so it's different.
It's a lot like the TV game, but a little different.
But it's Stan's.
It's Stan's Card Sharks.
You know,
Wayback Machine later on today as well.
I know you like to tell me that there's nothing I could do about it,
right.
And I should stop worrying.
Yes.
But do you think at some point people are going to wise up?
About what?
London.
Yeah.
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Where this guy had been in jail.
Yep.
Because he wanted to kill the mayor of London and blow up the London Stock Exchange.
Yep.
Well, they feel that their sentence was a little harsh, so they let him out early so that he could attend a get-well-soon prisoner rehabilitation seminar, and then he went and murdered members of the public with a knife.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you can go, well, I didn't see that coming, but when...
Plain as day.
When they let... You know, basically an Al-Qaeda guy out early.
To go run around the London Bridge.
Will anything change?
No. And
why would they let him out?
Great Britain has very restrictive gun laws, so you can't use a gun, you'll use a knife or a machete. And they're going to outlaw that next, and then they'll find something else. It's stupid.
But I mean, there's been this war on common sense for probably the past 20-30 years.
Yep.
No. Because we have theories about how the world works rather than dealing with how the world works.
You have a theory. You have your vision of how you'd like the world to work and then how it really is. And in the real world, everybody isn't as thoughtful and as rational as you are. They're nutballs that want to kill you.
Yeah. And he had been welcomed to that country with very liberal immigration policies. Yep. And I guess his parents are from Pakistan, but we shouldn't hold that against him.
Or that he wanted to blow up the exchange in London.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how it starts. Well, just because he's of Pakistani descent, we can't say anything. Well, now he's threatened to blow things up and murder people. Well, you're right. He should probably do a little time for that.
But don't be too harsh.
Oh, that's too much time.
Yeah.
No, we need to let him out.
Yeah.
And it's like now they're in a panic.
Yep.
Because this guy was part of a cell of, I think, 9 guys, and they've let them all out except one.
Yeah. Get a cabbie. Where can I take you? London Bridge.
So does common sense start to come
back?
No,
it will never come back.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. It's always been gone.
All right. I won't worry myself about it then.
You can't.
Thank you, Stan.
Let me ask you something serious here for a second. How much do you think the average engine repair costs? If you take it into the shop, what do you think that costs?
More than I have?
Yeah. Over $4,000. What about the average transmission repair cost? What do you think that runs you?
More than I have?
More than $3,000. Don't have to worry about that at Naples Nissan. Naples Nissan.
How is that?
Don't have to worry about
How is that possible? Things happen.
No, it does. Naples Nissan has on every new and used car, it is backed by their exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty. That means your drivetrain and your engine. If anything goes wrong, no matter how many miles on it, new or used, when you buy it from Naples Nissan, it's covered. You can forget about the $4,000. You can forget about the $3,000. It's covered on their lifetime warranty.
So you're telling me if you and I have the exact same make and model year car and you get yours from Naples Nissan, you don't have anything to worry about.
Nothing.
And I'm on the hook for all of it.
You sure are.
Oh.
And Naples Nissan.
That sounds too familiar.
800 new and used cars to choose from every single one of them.
And they all got this.
All got the lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have a credit score of 580 or higher, you could be driving a new Nissan home today. Go on and see them. Pine Ridge Road or visit NaplesNissan.com. All offers with approved credit, and you got to see the dealer for details.
Yeah, I'd probably be stupid not to.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. So I don't know how many people have ever stayed at an Airbnb.
I don't know. It's like Uber and all that. I'm not sure about
you
all
go,
this.
You go, and it's a beautiful home that you stay in.
Well, it seems like a good idea, but there's way too much trusting strangers involved.
Yes, well, I did it.
You've done it.
I've done it in St. Augustine. I did it.
How did that work out?
Well, it was very nice.
There was an incident,
was an incident with my wife. but neither here.
I believe she was overserved.
Yes, but that was not at the Airbnb. But you go there and you get it. You have a room that's all decorated. It's all there. And you go down and into the dining room with other guests and you have the meal and all that. So you're like staying in somebody's house.
Yeah, but it's a stranger.
Yeah, but they're your hosts and they have breakfast made for you. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but you know, every place would be different, Stan. Maybe you had a great experience.
Others didn't, like this lady. An Airbnb. Person stayed there for a week-long stay at the beautiful home, and the host realized that a guest stole 28 items from behind a locked door, including 3 televisions, fur coats,
and see, this
priceless heirlooms.
This isn't a motel or a hotel. This is somebody's house. Yeah, not a- like stealing a towel from a big hotel.
Correct.
Didn't take long to register that I'd been robbed. They took silverware that's priceless that came from my grandfather and my mother.
Their
kids need an opportunity to be raised by somebody who can teach them values and not to steal from people. I hope I can get my heirlooms back. I can buy a TV, but I need my heirlooms back. I can't buy that.
Aww. And that's true. When you're in one of these places, you're like in like an old-style home and fireplaces and canopy beds. And
I could just hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
And see, it's things like that that destroy one's faith in humanity.
Correct. I don't know why this game is coming out and Hasbro's putting it out. We've all known Monopoly. And for years, you know, a game could go on for a long time. And then probably about a decade ago, they came out with that fast-moving Monopoly because the millennials couldn't concentrate long enough on it. It was, you know, we want an end to this game. Well, believe it or not, Hasbro has released Monopoly, the longest game. Apparently, this will never end.
The game features a new game board that is much larger and a new set of rules. To win, one player must own all 16 streets, 4 railroads, 2 utilities, and all 66 properties. It also features only one die, so there's no chance of rolling doubles. And if a player runs out of money, then you just rip each bill in half, and you have a new set of money for them. Also, there's no auctions allowed, and players get money for landing on the free parking space. So get ready for the longest game of your life.
Why? What was wrong with the original one?
The original one, I figured you could probably, you know, keep that going as long as you want.
I know it.
Because I remember when I would win, what I'd do is then I would just become the bank, much like things happen in real life.
Yeah. Livermore, California. You and I were talking leading right up to Thanksgiving. I know a lot about turkeys. They're mean. They're dumb. Here's more proof. We got the audio from the officer cam. A turkey in Livermore, California, saved a driver from getting a speeding ticket last week. It was caught on the body cam. It starts with the officer telling the driver that he was speeding. And then a wild turkey came up and started attacking the officer. And the officer said, screw it. Just go. I got to get away from this attacking turkey.
I stopped you for your speed right over here.
Okay. Listen.
Oh, I'm not coming over there again. Here. You're not getting a ticket. We don't want you to get a ticket.
Stupid bird.
Yup. They're as dumb as they come. So if you see it, if you watch this, they show it for their advertising on TV. Watch it online. For some, they're loving this. Xfinity has put out a 4-minute commercial with E.T. And he comes back to Earth. Elliot is once again played by Henry Thomas, who sees E.T. again and introduces him to his whole family. And how things have changed.
And they went crazy with the detail on this thing. If you watch it, there's all of these references.
Pretty darn cool.
Elliot. Elliot.
You came back. My son. My family.
Family. Oh, I'll be right here.
A lot of money went into that. They did a great job.
The budget on that had to be huge, even though it's short.
Four minutes.
It is not lacking on detail and production quality.
It is not. No, a lot of you are going to be watching it over... the Christmas season. Hard to believe that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Take it, Russ. La 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 la.
Where do you think you're going?
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Thank God we're all right.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck.
Do you honestly think I don't know that?
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all.
Woo! Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Okay, Eddie.
I told you we put it in too early.
Ooh, it's just a little dry. It's fine.
Uh, 30 years ago. How does a Christmas movie turn into like an annual legendary film?
It takes time.
It does. A lot of Christmas movies come out every year. Only a few of them wind up just being like a tradition you have to watch. And Christmas Vacation's one of them. 1989 it came out. Oh, this, you're going to have to listen to this. Of course, a lot of it's beeped. Kid Rock has his own bar.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's like, looks like downtown Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 stories with balconies and people hanging out. And it's like the Kid Rock honky-tonk rock and roll big-ass steakhouse or something like
right
that.
Right there in Nashville.
Looks like a happening place, man.
Well, according to the way that people were saying, Kid Rock was hanging out at his club. And, you know, and he was having a few convivials.
Right.
And started, you know, having a few more convivials. And you know what? When it's your club, you can go on stage there and grab the microphone anytime you want.
Yeah, he owns the place.
Yeah. And he did just that.
So it's not that he was performing there or anything. He owns the building.
Yeah. Give me the microphone. Yes, sir, Mr. Rock.
Sir.
Kid Rock decided that he would go on a profanity-laced tirade against Oprah. He also threw Kathy Lee Gifford under the bus.
It needed doing, didn't it?
Huh? It needed doing.
And he was just the man to do it.
And he was in rare form. Somebody recorded it. You got to listen and keep in mind, a lot of beeps.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I'm like Oprah Winfrey or Troy Pahar. She just sucked sideways. And if you say that, you're like, hey, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It went on for a while. But yet, it's his place. Weird weekend in the NFL.
You're not kidding.
New England loses, San Francisco loses, the Dolphins win a wild one with the Eagles, and the Cincinnati Bengals are no longer winless.
Who in the world would have predicted that?
We told you the story about the guy that was sitting on his roof and was going to sit there until the Bengals won a game. They beat the Jets 22-6, their first win of the season.
Well, they brought Andy Dalton back.
Yeah, which means the crazy fan that pledged to live on his roof until the Bengals won a game was finally able to come back down. He has been on his roof since October 7th.
Just glad it's over, really. Yeah. I was stuck. You know, they held me up to my word. And I mean, yeah, I'm not going to say there wasn't. There was times where I really wanted to come down, but my buddies, they would never let me live it up. I thought I was going to be there all season.
Weird.
Weird.
Weird. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Phone lines open when we come back. Love to hear from you. We'll also show you our celebrity photo of the day where you can go to 96krock.com and see that. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Stan's Card Sharks. If you can, find me that Card Sharks.
It's too short.
I don't care. It doesn't have to.
All right.
Just find it.
Okay.
Just for the intro.
All right. Okay.
And then later on today.
Say no more.
We'll
consider it done.
Thank you. We'll go into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on Billboard Pop Charts. This very week in a particular
year. It's like riding a bike. It doesn't seem like we were gone.
No.
It really
you
doesn't.
You know what? It doesn't. Doesn't seem like we were gone.
We weren't.
No. We'll be right back.
I feel like we're still waiting for Thanksgiving break.
It's over. 277-9600.
I gotta figure out how to use this Airbnb.
Yep. Yep. You should try it.
Well, do you think you could help me with it?
What do you mean?
Well, the big hang-up is, I need to find a place and I gotta be able to smoke and do a radio show.
Oh, well.
And I don't care if it's a balcony. I'll do the show from outside.
Let me ask you something. Because I was, when Dave
and,
was...
And I'm going to have Dave me.
Yeah.
And you know what a handful he is.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. So you're willing to have maybe a smoking area and not smoke in your room?
If it has to be that way?
Look, the Airbnb that I stayed at up there...
Yeah?
We had a nice room, and you go out the door, and it's right in... they got the little patio out there with the chairs and
well,
all that
what
stuff.
Well, what I was envisioning would be a patio where me and my microphone could be.
You
know what I'm saying? Like if
I
there was like if there was a
planning ahead.
Like if there was a condo or something and it had a little patio there,
yeah.
And I could just open the sliding door.
I don't know about that.
Oh, for crying out!
Don't know about that.
It's
kind of short notice. What do you want?
It's kind of short notice when you're short on cash and you're trying to make everything
you
work.
You gotta take what they give you up there
and like it.
There's a place up there that I saw, because Haney's going up to St. Augustine. There's a place that I saw that's right in your price range, and I think they allow smoking. It's called the Viceroy Motor Lodge.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, it's a privately owned one, not run by any chain.
Do they serve a continental breakfast?
Yeah, it's called coffee and a hard roll every morning. Jeez. Stan and Haney. Now, see, you're thinking... Oh, I'd like to go and have sliding glass doors, walk off onto a little balcony up there.
You know, maybe see the water.
You can get that for about $400 a night. You got that?
No.
Well, then you're going to have to settle for the Viceroy at $89.95 a night.
Is that the one you found me?
Yes.
But that's like, isn't that like 50 miles away in an outlet mall?
Yeah, but you got AAA?
No.
AARP?
No.
Well, it could have saved you $5 too. They accept those.
Well, maybe you could book it for me. You got all those.
2-star. Well, I'm stretching it. More like 1.5-star. But no balcony. They got the parking lot. Or you know that that's where they go smoke because there's a lot of put out butts.
I don't mind it.
No, I know you don't. Set up in a parking lot.
Look like I'm living a Quentin Tarantino movie out.
Yep. And I had to really make sure the dates were okay because they had the Clark family reunion.
Yeah.
Bridging the gap. We'll be back.
Yeah, you know, Dave is kind of like my Richie.
Yep. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday, Thanksgiving break over with. Back to the grind. Well, for a lot of you, you've virtually gotten through your Monday. So, good for you. 277.
We're right behind you.
Yep. 277-9600. If you'd like to call in and participate. I want to tell you, in about 25 minutes, we're going to do a new game, Stan's Card Sharks. One of the prizes up for grabs, well, this will get you qualified, but you get a prize nonetheless, is we got a little flyaway that K-Rock is doing.
Uh-huh.
Sending you, as the management likes, everywhere that rocks.
Yeah, that's what we say.
We're getting people qualified for a flyaway trip.
We're cool like that.
Flyaway trip to Charlotte Motor Speedway in Charlotte, North Carolina for the 3-day Epicenter Festival.
Festival?
Yeah. Metallica will headline two of the three nights, plus you'll see at the Epicenter Festival Disturbed, Godsmack, Leonard Skinner,
woo,
David Lee Roth.
Yeah!
Bad Wolves, Papa Roach, Voltbeat, and more. Now, the way this thing works is you get yourself qualified, you'll get a CD from one of the festival bands.
How many tickets do we have?
I don't know. I think a pair of them to fly people and get them to the deal.
Because I was thinking, man, you know what I would love to do?
What?
And obviously we have our contest. We can't touch those tickets.
Right.
But if Mangus could work some magic and get another pair of tickets, I would like to track down Harry the Bulgarian and give them to him.
He's in New York.
He'd go.
I know he would go.
He was a young Bulgarian boy. We took him under our wing.
He was a part of the show for about 3 or 4 years till Haney had to fire him.
And you made me do it.
Yeah, well, he got too big for his britches.
Why did you make me do it?
He literally came from Bulgaria, learned the English language with a very thick accent.
And just loved Metallica. Yep. That was his whole life. And I remember we were talking to him and asked him seriously, Harry, yeah, man, what is your goal in life? My goal in life is to meet and party with Metallica.
Yep, that was his goal. He's now a big hotel guy in New York.
But I wonder if he still has the same life goal.
I don't know. I can try to get in touch with him.
I would love to talk. I don't know why I was thinking about him over the weekend.
But I don't want to promise him tickets to Metallica. We don't have them. We have them for the listeners. Listen to win a CD from one of the festival bands. You're then automatically qualified to win the flyaway trip to the Epicenter Festival, courtesy of 10th Street Management. And you want to know all the details, it's on 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Stan?
What?
What is today?
Today is Monday, December the 2nd.
If you don't mind, I'd just like to take a minute or two and maybe even start a new tradition. Because it's December.
Yes, it is. And I don't think this is what you're coming up with. No, it's not. This has been a tradition for us. This is, I played this for my wife over the weekend.
Yep.
This is so important.
If we make it through December.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be all right, I know.
Yes.
It's the coldest time of winter.
Not necessarily.
And I shiver when I see the falling snow.
Just gotta make it through December.
If we make it through
that's the only
December,
thing. Get through that.
Yep.
Everything's gonna be all right.
We got one job.
Yep.
Be in a warmer town come summertime.
Sure.
We can't get much warmer.
Back to 98.
California.
Or Florida.
If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Sure. Go to...
Got laid off down at the factory.
That's bad news.
And their time.
Go to 96krock.com. This will bring back a lot of memories for people that were at the event. I know it brings back a lot of memories for Haney and I, especially Haney. Our celebrity photograph from 1999.
I don't mean to hate December.
Haney and I with Jerry the King Lawler. There, look.
I didn't know what to make of me.
I got
to
tell you, because I went, I couldn't remember the, if it was 98, 99, or 2000 that that event happened with when we did the show with the King. If you notice in the photograph, we all have K-Rock microphones because he hung out for virtually half the show. Now, I had to go find out what year that was. I couldn't. It was a 3 year.
I was just trying to make him feel welcome.
Well, I'll tell. It was a 3 year span. I'm trying to figure it out. So I went to the WWE to find out when was the first time that World Wrestling came to what is now Hertz Arena, and I found it because this was the first time Vince McMahon and company came to Estero.
Was it the first time?
Very first time. They would not book arenas that sat under like 10,000 people. And the arena, I think, holds, what, 7,000 and change?
Yeah, it's 7,000 and a bit more for hockey, and then when they open the ice up for a show, it can hold more.
So I went and I wanted to look because they have tremendous records, World Wrestling Federation or Entertainment now, of where they've been and who wrestled. The people that were in charge of the arena then, and I think it was still Everblades Arena then.
And our buddy Frank had a connection.
And Frank had a connection. He was the one that would be book the things at the arena.
He was like head man of the arena.
Right. And he convinced Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Entertainment to come down to Everblades Arena in 1999 to put on a card. They had never done an arena that small for one of their main cards. This is why it was so cool.
It was like our little town when growing up.
I looked up who wrestled that night in Estero, Florida. And The Rock wrestled. Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestled. The Big Show wrestled. They had all the biggest names come to Estero that night, and it said
to christen the place,
and it said right on the event 7,600 or whatever it was, sold out event. Now they've come down in years, but usually it's when they're having an event somewhere, you know, in Tampa or somewhere, you know, in a bigger city, they will send a crew of good wrestlers to Estero. But that night in 1999, they sent all the biggest names to Estero. And Haney and I did our show from Miramar Outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, being that it was the first time the WWE had ever been to Estero, Florida, they started sending out the wrestlers to us in full costume. And about halfway through the show, in his crown and his jacket, it came Jerry the King Lawler. And he grabbed a microphone and hung out with us.
And you're right. It wasn't like he just showed up in street clothes. He showed up in his uniform.
He showed up in complete, I think he had a one underneath it. What do they call a one-tard?
Yep.
a singlet. But he came up, and so we were having a conversation with him, and everything was going great. Everything was just perfect.
Yeah, I thought so.
And Haney brought up the Andy Kaufman thing with Jerry Lawler. And Haney even did his Andy
Kaufman. I thought he would appreciate it.
He would appreciate it. And you did a really good job with
Spot on.
Yep. And he didn't. He wanted you to stop. But
I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
Because
he was in full character the whole time. I mean, and he was just going up to the fans and bowing up at them. And then you did the Andy Kaufman thing, and that was it. He did not like that. He gave you a look.
It's one of two things. Either he's that good or I'm that good.
One or the other.
Because
I think you started doing, I'm the king of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep. And I was very enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, you were. He got right up in his face.
And as I'm doing it, I'm thinking, why isn't he amused by this? Not only is he not amused by this, he appears to be taking umbrage.
Yes.
I should try harder.
Yep, yep. Oh, there he is when he was on Letterman and popped Andy Kaufman.
We should have a tape of that somewhere, shouldn't
we? There's got to be a tape of it somewhere. Although our recording abilities back then were iffy. Some were saved, some weren't. But there's got to be. You know what? I'm going to try to look. I'll try to look.
That may have been the videotape era.
It stopped in early 99, and I think that was the summer of 99. I got to check. But they all came out. All the girl wrestlers
that was,
came out. And
that was an exciting time with the arena. I'm sure you remember opening night.
Yes, I was there. You were there.
And I got yelled at.
Yep.
You remember why?
No, I don't remember why.
We had to do the show out there at the arena.
Yes, for opening night of the Everblades, the first ever game at the arena.
And they had hired me to do the public address announcements for the Everblades. And so we're out there doing the show, and we are interviewing Mark Miller, who at that time was the broadcaster, and he was basically the face of the hockey team. And he hired me to do the PA announcements. And so we do the break out in front of the arena, and he finishes up and he looks at me and he goes, okay, we've got your shirt in that you need to wear for the league. And he looks down and I'm wearing blue jeans. And he goes, and of course, I'm assuming that somewhere you have your khaki pants. Going, no. No, I figured, you know, when we're done with the show, I can just go right on in and, you know, get prepared to do what you... And he goes, don't you remember anything I told you? I was very specific. And you know what? A lot of times they make guys wear suit and ties. And he starts losing his S right out there in front of the arena and just keeps repeating khaki pants over and over. You know, I fought for khaki pants. I didn't want to make you wear a suit. I fought for khaki, and then you show up here in GD blue jeans. And then we had to send Jokey back to my duplex to find a pair of khaki pants.
I do remember that.
Always and what an auspicious start. And then, of course, I go in and I introduce the team for the first time and introduce a gentleman who's playing guard that night.
That's right. At guard.
Yep.
Those were...
because it was the only time they said, you know what, we're going to... It was very hectic, and they said, this is the only time you'll do this, because it's opening night, we're going to have you introduce the entire team. So it's the only time there'd be two goalies.
Yeah.
and it just didn't register with me after doing one goalie that there'd be another goalie. Yep. So I'm going, gee, that must be guard. And then I introduced Eric Killer Bolton.
Yeah, you got in trouble for that, too.
Well, because every time he was in the penalty box, he'd be going, call me killer. And I go, all right, you know, throw the guy a bone. What the hell? Well, he was only there for a couple of months and then got called up to the NHL, and he fought everybody.
Yeah.
Probert, Ty Domi, he fought them all in the National Hockey League. Very proud of him.
That was a good time. I mean, I remember the first big concert that was there was Elton John.
Yep. And we're going like, this is Estero, man.
Yep.
We've got the top of the card for WWE. We got Elton John coming in here.
I know that two of the biggest shows were the K-Rock Relief shows that we did there, where Brian and Cliff came in, and we had members of Blue Oyster Cult,
and
Cheap Trick.
And thanks to Ricky, I got to open for Skinner twice there.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Stan's Card Sharks going to give you a chance to get qualified for the Epicenter Festival. We got some other prizes as well.
I hope we have that tape.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know what's important at the time you're doing it.
You don't. We didn't think nothing of it.
Nope.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll play Stan's Card Sharks here in just a second. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, Wayback Machine in about 1 hour. So stick around for that.
Oh, boy, Stan.
What's the matter?
That Bo Biden is the gift that keeps on giving.
What did he do now? He's...
I am so frightened because of what we already know about him.
Yeah.
What the hell else is there?
Well, he doesn't want his financials revealed because
he's unemployed and broke.
Yeah.
Even though he's got millions of dollars from the Ukraine and billions from China.
Yep.
We find out now he married a girl from South Africa.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago. And evidently, while he was banging his dead brother's wife, he liked to go to gentlemen's clubs. And impregnated a dancer who lives in Arkansas.
Yeah, and he denied that it was his, and they
found out it's his, and today he blew off court and his lawyer quit. But we keep finding out more and more and more, you know, crack pipes and of the things that were done for him to get him into the Navy in his 40s.
Kicked out.
And now we're finding out, because the people in the gentlemen's clubs community, they know plenty about him. And I guess he was at a hustler club in New York.
Right on.
Where he was bombed out of his mind and evidently was very generous with the ladies. He was a great tipper. And he was in there, bombed one night, and paid the stripper to go out and buy a marital aid in the middle of the night so that the strippers could use it on him. Stan, my point being, these are things we already know.
Yeah.
What the hell else is out there?
If it makes its way to the Senate, they say he's the first one called.
He's got a lot of questions to answer.
Yep. How about Xfinity? You guys interested in Xfinity? You know, when it comes to internet, good enough doesn't cut it with Xfinity internet.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's better because it streams better. introducing Xfinity Flex. It's called Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all of your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice, and all you have to do is say anything. Play romantic comedies, play action hits, and it will do as you're told.
Yeah, but mainly romantic comedies.
That's my favorite.
Plus, get this, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. You can search less and watch more with the voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless, and now it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. You can get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Just go to Xfinity.com/Flex or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply. All right, let's play Stan's Card Sharks. Give me that music, Rob. Card Sharks. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's what you want.
That's
huh?
it. Now, I'm going to tell you how this game's played. I got phones on lockdown right now. Because everybody will play for as long as we can. Everybody has a chance, but it's an instant lose.
So it's hard to win, yep. Easy to lose.
You know, it's, yeah, because if you don't get your cards right, you're going to lose. We're going to start off randomly picking up phones unscreened where you're going to ask, because it's all based on percentages. I'll give you a question. You tell me what you think the percentage is, if it's higher or lower than 50%. Then you get to play the game, and you start with your base card. If you don't like your base card, you can change it. And then we'll go four turns on a standard 52-card deck of cards, where I'll ask you higher or lower. You get through it, you're going to win. You can choose the Epicenter Festival qualifying gift, which is a CD from one of the bands, and you're in the running for the tickets. We've got Everblades tickets. We've got Twin Peaks calendars with all the Twin Peaks girls for every month. Firehouse subs, pewter mug, Babaku saw. But it's instant lose. If you do not make the right turn of the cards, you're out. By the way, a turn of the cards, if it's the same face card, that's a loss as well. Aces are high. I have a standard deck of cards that I have shuffled. 52 cards, pardon. All right.
Yeah, I guess that could be cards.
Those are cards. Standard 52 deck. Who wants to play?
You could have just played What's That Sound there for a second.
Yeah, I could have. Stan's Card Sharks. We're going to turn some cards. 277-9600. You lose, we go to the next caller. They play the game. You make it all the way through four turns of the card, you win. Let's see who we got here. You'll see how the game is played. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
No.
How does he get through every...
Know. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Christy.
Christy, you want to play Card Sharks?
I do.
All right. I have the standard 52 cards shuffled, and I have them in my hand. To get to the cards and go through four turns, you've got to get this survey question correct. You ready?
I'm ready.
What percent of parents listen to music while they clean their children's rooms? Is it higher or lower than 50%? Cleaning kids' rooms, parents, higher or lower than 50%?
Higher?
It is higher. 85%. 85%. Let's start off with your base card. Thank you. I like that, the bell on there. Let's start off with your base card. It is a 10 of clubs. You can change that card or play that card.
I'll play that card.
All right. Is the next card on the deck higher or lower than a 10?
I hope it's lower.
It is lower. It's an 8.
Oh, cool.
Next card, higher or lower than an 8?
I'll go lower again.
Lower than an 8? Second turn of the cards, it is another 8. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's
hard to win, easy to lose.
Easy to lose. 277-9600. Stan's Card Sharks. Who's our next player? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to your survey question. We asked the previous one about while cleaning kids' room. How many people say they listen to music when they are cleaning? Is it higher or lower than 50%?
I'd say higher.
It is higher. Let's start with your base card. You have a right to change this one if you don't like the card that turns up. And I got the cards right here. 52 deck of cards. Oh, we start with a 2. You want to keep the 2?
Yeah, let's keep the 2.
Yeah, I would keep the 2. Obviously, you're going to say higher on the next one, correct?
Yes, sir.
It is higher. It's a jack. Higher or lower than a jack?
Let's go lower.
Lower than the jack of hearts. It's another jack. Sorry.
Aw.
Easy to lose, hard to win. Sorry. Let's try to get another caller. Stan's Card Sharks. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Tommy.
Tommy, you ready for your survey question and then play the game?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is about listening to music. What percentage of people say listening to music makes at least one of their chores more bearable? Is it higher than 50% or lower than 50%?
Higher.
It is higher. 92% say it makes their work on a particular chore more bearable. Let's start with your face card. It is a 7 of hearts. You can keep it or change it.
I'll keep it and go higher.
Keeping it and going higher?
Yes,
3
sir.
Of hearts. Sorry.
Oh.
You know what they say, Stan?
What's that?
It's easy to lose,
yeah.
hard to win. That's why it's so popular.
Yeah, now what I'll do, give the cards another shuffle before I get the next caller. Again, standard 50, you can hear me shuffling them.
That's what he's doing, shuffling cards.
There we go, pardon. And let's go to another caller. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Tom from the Cape.
Tom from the Cape. You ready for your survey question?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wow, wow.
Let's see. People who live alone are less likely to clean. Is based on 50%. Now, think about it, because it's entertaining. You live alone. People who are less likely to clean are people who live alone. Is it higher or lower than 50%?
Higher.
It is higher. 72% prefer not to clean if they're living alone.
Well, that's because you don't make a mess.
Right. We'll start with your base card, and it is a 9 of clubs. You can change that or stick with it.
Stick with it. Go higher.
Higher than a 9 of clubs. Oh, 6 of clubs. Sorry.
You are really enjoying this, aren't you?
I want to get a winner.
Because remember, folks, it's easy to lose.
It is easy to lose.
Hard to win.
Let's get another shuffle. There you go. See, that was what you call a stand shuffle right there.
Yep.
Let's see what you... Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hi, ahoy. Who's this?
Aline.
Aline, you ready? You want to play Card Sharks?
I think I'm going to try, yeah.
All right, Aline. What percentage of younger people under 40 like to listen to music while they clean? Is it higher or lower than 50% like to listen to music while they clean?
Higher?
It is higher. 92%, Aline.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you might as well listen to something good.
That's right. Let's start with your base card. It's a four of hearts. Do you want to keep that or change it?
I keep it.
All right.
And I'm going to go higher.
Higher than the four of hearts. It's a five of clubs. It is higher. You got another card coming. Higher or lower than a five of clubs?
Higher.
Seven of spades. It is higher. Ooh. All right.
Let's stop while I'm on a roll.
All right. Next card, higher or lower than a seven of spades?
Oh, God. Higher?
Yes, it's an ace of hearts.
Oh my God, man.
You know what? Just say lower and you're going to win a prize.
Lower.
Lower. A two of clubs. You are correct. You win a prize. Now you can get qualified for the Epicenter Festival.
You're a big winner. Yes.
You want the Epicenter qualifier?
Yeah.
Or Everblades tickets, Twin Peaks calendar, Firehouse subs, Pewter Mug, or Babaku Saw?
I'll go for the, qualification for the trip.
You got it.
Congratulations.
You're a big winner. You're going to get a CD from one of the artists, and you're in the running for the Epicenter.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. There, we got one winner. Let's play one more round of Stan's Card Sharks. This is fun. I personally like it. 277-9600.
Stan's Card Sharks. It's easy to lose.
Hard to win. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeannie.
Tammy?
Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Jeannie.
You ready to play?
Where's Major
Healy? I'm ready.
You got Major Healy there with you?
No, I'm gone.
All right, let's see. Your survey question. What percentage of people have a certain music they like to clean with or a playlist that they clean with? Higher or lower than 50%?
Sure, playlist.
Yeah, they got their own music.
The higher or lower.
Higher
than... Oh, God. Lower.
Sorry, it was higher.
Oh, Jeannie.
Can't even get past the qualifier. Let's try
that, Dr. Bellows?
Let's try this again. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Lawrence. Afternoon.
Lawrence, ahoy. How are you, buddy? You ready to play?
Yes, sir. Let's give it a shot.
All right, let's see. Well, let me see if I can get a survey question for you. What percentage of people listen to music while they clean, even if they have family or roommates? Higher or lower than 50%? Listen to music while they clean, even if they've got family or roommates. Higher or lower than 50%?
I'll say higher.
It is higher. 81%.
All right.
Yeah, if I'm cleaning, you got nothing to say to me.
Let's start.
I don't care. I'm cleaning. I'm
all right. Lawrence, let's start with your base card. You have a right to change it if you want. It's a two of hearts.
Let's go higher.
Higher than the two of hearts. It's a seven of spades. Okay. Higher or lower than the seven of spades?
I'll go lower.
Lower than the seven of spades. It's a nine of diamonds.
Oh,
sorry.
And that's how we play Card Shark.
Well, you know what? We did have one winner. You want to try, Haney?
Yeah, but you'll be mad at me because I'll win.
Well, let's see. We're going to start with your base card.
And it's not fair because I'm psychic. I can see the cards in front of you.
King of spades.
Lower.
Lower than the king of spades. Five of diamonds. It is lower. Higher or lower than five of diamonds?
Higher.
Higher than the five of diamonds. Eight of spades. It is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Higher or lower than the eight of spades?
Higher.
Higher with the eight of spades. Oh, it's lower. Three of diamonds.
Yeah, but I win anyway.
We're going to
see. Because I can't win a prize,
right.
It feels the same.
Right.
So I'm just going to put that down as a win.
We're going to take
a
break.
I ran a little bit.
We're going to take a break. We're on a slight run. When we come back.
I did as good as anybody else.
Except for the girl that won.
How many did she run?
She did the full four turns.
Oh, is that all it is?
And four turns, so it's five cards.
Oh, okay.
That you gotta go
and how
for.
Many did I get?
You got through three.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with a bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. And in about 30 minutes, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year.
I can see you did a very good job, and I could tell you were thinking Haney would enjoy this.
A couple of them I said you would enjoy, I know specifically, and some that we would jointly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, yeah, that's a good one to grab. So we're going to
I want to make sure we got plenty of time for that too.
And we're going to go this week take a look at songs that were just out of the top 10. We're going to go 15 through 11 in this particular year for this week. So that'll be coming up. Dave the Waterman wanted to go and hang out in here. Yeah. And instead of
just stopping
grabbing his headphones,
I still don't
he
understand.
He took my headphones. You got my headphones.
Bro, these
How
are guests,
did you...
These are guest phones, man.
I bought them.
He went over to Stan's for Thanksgiving and you bit your thumb?
No, my tongue, man. I bit the side of my tongue. The food was so good, by the way.
What were you
so
eating
yummy.
When you bit your tongue?
Yeah. I was eating macaroni. Yeah, I was eating the macaroni at the time. Yep.
You had macaroni?
Mac Hell and cheese.
Yeah. Mac and cheese, bro.
How did all that turn out?
Green bean casserole.
Came out great.
Ham, turkey.
Yeah. Do you mind me talking about it?
You can talk about it all you want. If you want to finish on time, though.
But you made your arrangements for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we can't name any names, but it's a chain restaurant.
Yep.
And they have, I guess, this program where they send you your whole meal in a box.
Yep. You go pick it up. They prepare it for you. You pick it up. It comes in this giant box. Everything is in plastic containers and sealed things.
So very easy to send home with Dave?
Yep. And you put it in the oven, like the bouillon and the ham, 2 hours in the oven. You know, and then they actually give you a
and
chart.
So it feels like you're cooking, but you're not.
Makes the whole house
and
smell.
And the whole house smells like Thanksgiving.
And it gives you the timetable. If you want to eat at 4 o'clock, you start this now, start that then, and it all comes out at the same time.
Almost idiot-proof.
Idiot-proof.
Oh, and the shrimp cocktail. Dude,
oh, well,
that was so
extra
good.
That Cassandra got for you. She got a pepperoni and cheese tray.
Oh, yeah, man.
Black olives.
Hold on a second.
Shrimp cocktail.
Did she make her famous deviled eggs?
She did not make her deviled eggs. And seriously.
Because they've got her deviled eggs. They've got a secret ingredient.
Yep. Shh. Miracle Whip.
Oh, my. They're to die for.
Yep.
But no. There's something in there that and you don't know what it is, and it's so good.
Miracle Whip.
What is your recipe for those deviled eggs?
It's a secret. It's a secret. What do you got on that one there?
A musical instrument in a dance band.
What the?
Okay.
What's
name,
going on in Robville?
A musical instrument. Are you all right over there?
Yeah, sorry. It was the match game, or the Card Sharks
okay.
Video in the background.
All right, that's all right.
That's dangerous.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic.
You got to keep an eye on that.
Miracle. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
I like to use sweet relish.
Let's start in St. James City. Hit and run.
Why would that be going on in St. James City?
Know.
Everything's slower there.
5,000 block of Pine Island Road, right by the 7-Eleven. And 2 in Fort Myers crash, 1st Street and Dantley Drive, and a hit and run, 8,000 block of Alico Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you, because Haney's got today's headlines. This is what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Now, as Stan did, some of you may have had company over for Thanksgiving. And I hope you had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone was polite and whatnot, but you should be aware, if you had guests, they went through your medicine cabinet in the bathroom.
I know Dave did.
I didn't even use the bathroom.
Yeah, that was also odd.
Why?
He was there because he drank a lot of beer and was there for a good 4 hours, four and a half hours.
You let him drink beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one. One.
Yeah.
How many did you have?
Three.
And then three for the road.
Exactly. For when I got home.
Me? I had one beer and then Fresca.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
I was disappointed.
Just one?
You know what we had over at my place?
What's that?
My special secret ginger ale.
Oh, what's the secret?
Orange.
Oh, orange. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And my daughter did so well. She made my favorite sides, a couple of my mom's recipes.
Right.
And my favorite corn casserole.
Yeah.
You know what the secret is with that?
What? Corn. Corn.
6,000 families had their medical debt forgiven for the holidays.
Isn't that nice?
Boy, this seems overly elaborate, but I guess that's how they do it in India. A female cop catches a criminal by proposing marriage to him and arresting him at the wedding.
Yeah, gotcha.
And finally, boy, this is appropriate after we learn that the real reason we got those Strzok and Paige text messages.
Yeah.
The wife of Peter Strzok got him out there.
She's a beauty.
A woman catches her cheating husband. How?
How?
She spotted his photo in the background of a newspaper restaurant review.
Ha!
What a... When we practice to deceive.
Yeah.
What is it we say? In a
what
moment.
A tangled... What a...
Tangled
very
web we weave.
Little Mark Haney selling it like
that's it. Right
yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
What
right.
A tangled web we weave.
Here it comes.
When we practice to deceive.
Right there.
Woo!
4 o'clock.
Look at that little monkey run.
4 o'clock fluffer. Brought
oh my
to you
God.
By.
Speaking of monkeys.
Firehouse Subs. Fort Myers. Cape Coral. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Did you hear about the monkeys?
What about the monkeys?
Well, in India, they got monkeys that run wild, and they get really aggressive,
yeah.
And they'll attack
yeah.
People and bite children.
Yep.
They're using Microsoft facial recognition AI to track down the problem monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And they sterilize them.
Good.
They find the really aggressive ones and they
yep.
Cut their nuts right
yep,
off.
Right there.
Stupid
yeah,
monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dumb animal.
You know what today is?
What's today?
Cyber Monday. It's Cyber Monday.
Earnhardt.
Yeah.
With no, that in mind.
Nobody cares. With that in mind. We bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you aren't shopping on Cyber Monday.
Top reasons you're not shopping on Cyber Monday. You're Dave.
That's good.
You get, love listening to yourself, don't you?
No.
You can't seem to get a good, reliable internet connection on the crappy computer you bought last Cyber Monday.
Unique! Woo!
Now, I didn't even know Hamilton Beach made computers.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What?
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
No. Don't do that to me. You know, when I'm provoked like that, and then people go, oh, you're getting political. Well, when you got Maxine Waters up your ass.
Yeah.
You stay home nervously huddled under the covers because you misheard and believe it's Cyborg Monday.
Shut up, go!
A lot of that going on now.
Yeah.
Top reasons you aren't shopping on Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Well, it takes all the fun out of shopping when you do it online. It's fun to expose crowds to the measles.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
The only reason you go online these days is to keep track of the deep state and how many people the Clintons have murdered.
That's right. Back to that.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Well, go ahead. Go back to him.
You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah.
Did you see Tulsi Gabbard on Joe Rogan?
No, I did not.
He brought that up because she got into a public fight with Hillary Clinton, her calling Tulsi a Russian agent and all that.
Yeah, I know.
And Rogan says, you know, that doesn't seem like somebody you'd want to tangle with, somebody who's got their own body count.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
And Tulsi went, yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
You'd rather cut out top reasons you aren't shopping on Cyber Monday. You'd rather cut out the middleman altogether and just give all your money directly to Jeff Bezos.
Oh my God.
Love it.
You're too busy trying to arrange bail after being arrested on Thanksgiving Day for choking your father-in-law.
Oh, jeez.
Well, huh.
Love it. Damn right.
Laugh it up. Get some. I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Yeah.
Between Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, you're preparing to celebrate Dead Broke December.
What'd you say, Buffalo Bob?
Thanks, Buffalo Bob. Well, you can't shop on Cyber Monday because your wife threw the computer out after looking through your search history.
You can get up off the ground now. You're all right.
You're still in a full body cast from being trampled in a human stampede at the Best Buy on Friday.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
And finally, the very top reason you are not shopping on Cyber Monday.
Yes.
What fun is shopping if you can't creep the sales girl out by rubbing her shoulders and maintaining eye contact for an uncomfortably long time?
No, you gotta do this. I do this.
You know what I find with a lot of these sales gals, Stan?
What's that?
Well, they like to play with the hair on my leg. And that, my friends, is E4-9.
Elvis has left the building.
But I love it.
Is
the Biden family going to step in at some point?
Did you see him biting the fingers? And
yes, and that's when he said, you know, kids are playing with the hair on my leg. And, oh, I love kids.
Yeah, I love kids.
No, you got to do this. I do this.
Biting his wife's finger.
Email. Oh,
and
boy.
Then starts talking about how much time he spent with Kim Jong-un.
What? Well,
that's wonderful.
He was going on and on about how tough he is and that, you know, on that first day, when I get inaugurated, world leaders, They're going to test you. They got to know what you're made of. And I've, you know what? Vladimir Putin, he knows me. Kim Jong-un, I spent a lot of time with these people.
No, you got to do this. I do this.
And everybody just goes, woo.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep. Nope, not like that.
Well, that's wonderful.
They all just kind of smile and clap.
That.
You can get up off the ground now. You're all right.
Thank you, Buffalo Bob. This is from our friend Meg.
Oh, how's she doing?
Ahoy, Stan Haney.
How is she doing?
She's doing fine. Thank you for asking. Ahoy, Stan Haney and Dave. I just wanted to say I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. I am thankful to have hosts like you make me laugh in the afternoons. I'm also thankful for President Trump.
Aren't we all?
I also already took care of my shopping on Amazon through the website.
Thank you, Meg.
I got to talk to you about that. Anytime I can help out the show, I'm all in for it. You can buy anything you want on Amazon except an actual Amazon. Anyway, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Signed, Meg. Thank you, Meg.
I think they should start, you know, selling like Bezos in a bottle.
There you go. this is from, no name here.
You know, a little figurine in a tiny little bottle where he's waving at you with that bald head.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney.
And then his girlfriend can be in a little tiny helicopter hovering above him.
Greetings from Colorado. I'd like to know what city in Colorado you're from so we can give you a stick pin.
Let's go with Denver.
greetings from Colorado. I'm bored at work, so I decided to browse your website on my iPhone during a lunch break. I enjoy the knowledge you present here and can't wait to take a look at the entire site when I get home. I'm shocked at how fast your blog loaded on my phone. I'm not even using Wi-Fi, just 3G. Anyways, amazing. Signed, unsigned.
Well, welcome to 2019.
Yeah.
It's really something.
When we come back, it's the Wayback Machine. 15 through 11 very week.
This is a
week.
Good one. You don't want to miss it.
In a particular year, we're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going in just a second. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Let's get you updated. Brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. Bust stuff up and not get in trouble. AMRageRoom.com. Busy. Busy break here with traffic. North Fort Myers, hit and run. 5600 block of Bayshore Road right by the Winn-Dixie. Fort Myers, crash. 11,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard right by the Animal Hospital. Fort Myers, crash. West Links Drive and Daniels Parkway. Bonita Springs, hit and run. 24,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And two in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. Lehigh Acres, 1100 block of Cherokee Avenue, and crash. 2500 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the Walmart Supercenter.
And boy, what a great cheap advertising opportunity. Just have a car crash in front of your business.
Yep, and you get mentioned. Somebody, there's money to be made there. Wayback Machine, it's a good one this week. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live it up. Pete Wingfield, 18 with a bullet.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
I'm 18 with a bullet. Got my
my finger on the trigger. I'm gonna put it. I'm picked to click now. I'm the son of a gun. So hold it right there, little girl, little girl. We're gonna have big fun.
Big fun.
Maybe an oldie, but I'm a goodie too.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. I don't know what that was.
No.
I don't know either.
With a bullet.
Do-do-do-do.
Got my finger on the trigger. I'm gonna pull it.
Lip, 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 boom.
I'm a super soul sure shot, yeah. I'm a national breakout. So let me check your playlist, mama.
Mama.
Come on, let's make out.
I'm high on the chart.
Sax band. That's Pete Wingfield, number 15 this week in 1975. 18 with a bullet.
What's that song about, Stan?
Well, it's about getting a girl, but he's 18 and he's got a gun, but it's a radio
and
chart
term. They were making out at some point.
Yeah. Look at what's at number 14. One of the greatest songs from one of the greatest albums ever.
We both love it.
Paul McCartney and Wings. Venus and Mars and Throwin' Rock Show.
Strawberry wine, good friend of mine, follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight. Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine, a good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
What was that? What was that? There we go.
It was a loop.
Oh.
Normally I have that on for safety.
There we go.
A man holding in his hand. He looks a lot like a guy way back when. It's silly with it with that Billy band. Could be Louis.
Doesn't get any better, friend.
The best.
It's like a relic from a different age. It could be Louie. The love rock show at the concert cabal. They got long hair. Matters of when you got rock and roll at the Hollywood Bowl.
We'll be there. Stan.
Yeah.
Is that Magneto and Titanium Man?
Sure is.
Hey, guys.
The lights go down. They're back in town, okay. Behind the stacks, you glimpse an axe. Tension mounts, you score an ounce so late.
Get it, Stan.
Don't ride.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Green metal suit, I'm preparing to shoot up the city. And the ring at the end of my nose makes me look rather pretty. It's a pity there's nobody here to witness the end. Stay for my dear old friend and confidant, Mademoiselle Kitty.
Kitty?
Kitty!
Kitty!
Now, what are you laughing at? It made perfect sense to us at the time.
It did.
We're cooking today, man.
Yeah, we are.
We'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there.
I'll get it, Linda. Nine-year-old Martini could not get enough of this record. Wore the grooves out. Hey, put your dress on. Them high heels, too.
You're in a rock show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your dress on.
Yeah, I already got my green metal suit on. Ready to shoot up the city. Yeah.
Come on, then, we'll go down to the rock show. Remember last week when I promised you I was going to buy those things?
Yep.
So when I bought it.
Well, I bought it.
Get your dress on.
Yep.
Place your
hand on the street. Oh.
Come on, we got a date. We're going down
the
rock show.
These were the hits of 1975, this very week.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to get my green metal suit.
Coming in at number 13. Barry Manilow.
That's Barry effing Manilow.
He writes all the songs.
Melodies together.
I am music, and I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and
special things.
I write the songs that make the young. I write the songs, I write the songs. My home lies deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out young again, even though
I'm very old.
I write the song. might make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the
world. This is when everything was okay.
Everything was all right in the world.
Well, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Spirit to take a chance.
We were home from Vietnam. Ford was in the White House with his win buttons.
Yep, gotta whip inflation now.
Fills your heart. Well, that's a real fine place to start. It's for me, it's for you, it's for you, it's for me.
It's a worldwide symphony.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
I write the songs.
I am music.
Yes.
I write the songs that make
I am music. And I write the songs.
I write the songs.
Turn up my headphones, man. I can't take it. There you go.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I am music.
And I write the songs.
I am music.
Music.
And I write the song.
Yeah! Coming in at number 12. Listen carefully to this song, because something horrific happens in the song. Number 12. The Ohio Players. There is a woman murdered in this song, and you can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. Just like Rod Stewart's stomach pump.
Yep. Same Telegraph told us this.
Boy, there was a lot of jamp going on then.
You better believe it.
Yeah, man. Decades before the Chili Peppers, we were doing this.
I don't know that this is the original one.
Yes, it is. It's right off the album.
All right. I'll know when I hear the murder.
Because I got the picture of the album cover right here.
All right.
And you know their album covers.
Yes.
This is the one called Honey. She's shoving honey down her throat.
Yeah. You're gonna hear it.
How dare you question me as the authenticity?
Maybe it's been remastered.
Oh, it sounds too good.
It sounds too damn good.
You want me to make it sound like AM?
No.
Was too good.
Yep.
They just left it in. Even though there's a murder.
Yep.
Music. We all heard it.
We heard it. The take was too damn good.
They said, hey, that's a murder. You sure we should leave that in there? Nah, that was the perfect take. We can't.
Yeah. Song we're going to take a look at. Number 11 on the charts this week in 75. Sweet.
Sweet indeed.
Fox on the Run.
Let's take a walk out of Desolation Boulevard with Sweet. I don't even know your name. Don't wanna.
Don't wanna know your name.
Nope. Remember those days? That was awesome. I'll just call you a Blondie.
Yeah. Or Toots.
Okay. You think you got a pretty face.
Yeah. Glorious.
You talk about just every man.
Yep, but you know what?
All the names you drop for second hand.
Second hand!
All before.
Okay.
Don't want to know your name.
It's for the best. Surprised there wasn't somebody murdered during this song.
Could have been, but it was a different take.
Yeah.
Not as good.
The Fox 8 Fox on the run, but not away.
Remember those little foxes.
The number one song in the land this week in 1975.
One time out in back of the radio station.
The Silver Convention and Fly, Robin Fly.
And somehow she got herself mixed up with a bad crowd.
Mark Haney and the News.
There were drugs involved, but I never saw any. But
is next.
My God.
We're Stan and Haney.
Blonde. Perfect. Never forget it.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just seconds. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show, taking you through your Monday night. Let's get us updated right now on traffic for your drive home. All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. And in Bonita Springs, a crash. Woods Edge Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis. David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, December 2nd.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
So much of life is marketing.
What do you mean?
Well, like when we started the show, we said, hey, we need a really flashy name. How about we use our names?
Ah, brilliant.
Or maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah. Should have called ourselves like we thought in the beginnings, the Scooter and Ding Dong Show.
Now, see, that would be marketing.
Yeah.
You know what kiwis are, right?
That's a buoyed.
Mm-mm.
Shoe polish?
No. It's a fruit.
Oh, I thought you, isn't a kiwi a bird, too?
Yeah.
But yet there is the kiwi fruit.
Yes.
Now, it's also a shoe polish. I had to shine my old man's shoes. Oh, I used to hate that. He'd take the shoes off. He had a shoe box like you'd have on the street corner.
Yeah.
And I'd be
with
like,
the kit.
Yeah, I'd be doing my homework, trying to study for the
snap
test.
Snap that rag, boy.
And he'd tell me, put your homework down. You don't need that. Go shine my shoes.
What a great role model you had.
And he would sometimes have black shoes and he'd have brown shoes. And occasionally, he would want me to put black shoe polish on his brown shoes to give it a more rustic look.
Oh.
And he insisted I spit on the shoe.
Mm-hmm. And snap that rag,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame because you and him, later in life, you weren't speaking and all this stuff. And
right.
It's a shame that you and him couldn't have gotten together at least once. And the two of you simultaneously pick on Dave. I think it would have brought you together.
Yeah, that would have been a good tag team, but it would have broken Dave. That would have pushed him over the edge.
Well, your dad, he did not do a radio show yet. He did carry around a cast of idiots.
He did. He insisted on bring his posse, his entourage, and they were all idiots.
They were yes men.
He had to have them around him. Maybe that's why I don't mind being alone, because wherever he
when
traveled,
it was time to take stand to the game, he'd delegate that to one of his stooges.
I can.
You remember Pat Patterson and the Stooges?
Yep,
that's what it sounds
yep,
like.
Briscoe, yeah, the Stooges, Stan Senior and the Stooges. You had your Al Dole, you had your Ernie Niver, you had your Pal Fascine,
and they all had to perform different services for
all
you.
All different services for him, not me.
No, but when he decided something needed to be done with you, if you needed to be taught something or
taught
taken somewhere.
Well, if I was going to go to the ball game and stuff, that was Al Dole. If I was going to be forced to eat something that I was not, you know, quite comfortable with.
Like a possum gizzard.
That was Ernie Niver.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn how to use a snow plow or a front loader or something. That was Pal Fascine. I wanted to be told that my asthma, childhood asthma and allergies were all in my head. Well, that was the farmer Marfiak there with the one arm.
And they'd explain it all
and
to
they'd
you.
They'd explain it.
But not your dad.
No.
You delegate that.
Yep. You tell him, Ernie. You tell him.
Possum's good, Stan.
Now we're back down Possum Road.
Sorry.
But
oh, there's the Stooges.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, that was when wrestling was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
The Kiss My Ass Club. You had Pat Patterson and Jerry Briscoe as the Stooges.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, kiwis.
Oh, yes. Not the shoe polish, not the bird, the fruit.
And New Zealand said, hey, we got this fruit We think it's pretty good. And we want to export it to the United States. Now, it wasn't always called kiwi. It was originally called Chinese gooseberries.
Ooh.
But the marketing wizards in New Zealand knew if we want to get this stuff into America, we can't call it Chinese gooseberries because China's red. They're commies.
Yeah.
Americans will never buy crap from China. And how right they were. So, they changed the name of Chinese gooseberries to kiwis, and it was a big success. Because Americans would never buy crap from red China.
Crazy talk. Oh, and I'm telling you, if I didn't get those heels on his shoe all shining, I had to do them again.
Snap that rag.
Yeah.
Which has more water? Cucumbers or watermelons?
Oh, that's... By volume?
Yeah.
Because you got a big rind with a watermelon. A lot of water in it. But I think because the skin is so thin, I would go with the cucumber.
Your cucumber, when you buy one, what you're buying is 96% water.
I love a good cucumber, though, on a salad. You cut that thing up and peel it. Don't leave the skin on it like they do at some restaurants.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
And that is more than a watermelon. Now, watermelon's got a lot of water, but they're 92% water, so cucumbers take the day. When I say Six Flags, you know immediately what I'm talking
about. Yeah, amusement park.
Well, Six Flags got its name from the six flags that flew at its original park in Arlington, Texas.
Okay.
One of those flags.
What?
Was the Confederate flag.
One of the original six flags.
And it flew proudly for many years. Until 2017. After the debacle at Charlottesville, Virginia.
Now, can I just stop you for a second? I'm going to show you proof positive. Rob should be concentrating on the show, but Bonehead wants to go in there and distract him.
Is that Bonehead or Egg Yolk?
He's a Bonehead. Get out of there! He's working!
What are you doing, bro?
Get out of there, bro! Get out of there, Broheim! He's supposed to be watching what we're doing here, not having a conversation with you where you're talking complete nonsense
no,
to him.
No, I'm not, man.
Get
I'm
out of
showing
there.
Him something really cool.
What are you showing him?
What are you showing him?
That's
what
so
are you, what are you showing
he's
him?
He's got to stop. You know, it's a very busy time of day for
I
him.
Know, yeah, man. I'm sorry, bro.
No, you're not sorry. Get your. What are you showing him?
You know
him?
How many different things he's trying to
what
do
you,
right
what are
now?
You showing him?
I'm sorry, man.
What are you?
I'll show it to you.
Look, what is? What is it? We're on the air.
No, we got enough invested into it now. What is so cool?
It's a video with all of our faces, bro.
Where did you find that?
I didn't. Somebody sent it to me.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Ask Rob to stop what he's doing and put it up there.
Stop what he's doing. We'll stop what we're doing, so we can watch your GD video.
Woo!
Now he's just standing out in the hallway.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Check it out, bro. Check this out, man.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, yes, you did mean it. He's in the middle of producing the show, and you're sitting around showing him goofy videos, goofy face.
Check this out, man. What do you mean, dude?
Is that me?
No, that's me, man.
Oh,
there's you.
He's the star.
There's you and Haney. I mean, Stan.
What the?
That's,
I almost
that's
cussed.
Santa.
There's Rob, dude. Look. Look at us, dude.
There has not been a time more that I want to punch you.
Isn't that great?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Go.
Woo.
Merry Christmas.
Split.
I you know, maybe on a better screen, that was pretty grainy.
Get out. Get out. Out.
Sorry, bro.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
I just...
How can somebody be so... We're in the middle of a broadcast.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
What?
But it's almost like you became another person just now.
It comes over me.
Do you want to know what you really sounded like?
What?
I've had it with you, Pyle! Do you know what I'm going to have to do, you knucklehead?
Come on, Gomer. You can't let Sergeant Carter push you around like that. You've got to set him straight. Do it tonight.
I know, but it...
Know what's about it, Gomer? Listen to him. He's furious right now. You need to kick his ass tonight.
You sounded like this.
With you, Pyle, do you know what I'm going to have to do, you knucklehead?
It's what I feel like. It's how I feel.
Well, and we know feelings are more important than facts.
Yep. I'm supposed to learn that.
Well, if we want to function,
yep,
we have to learn that. What are we doing here?
Yes.
See, you sounded like Jokey there.
Yeah. Go to two.
All right. That just means we skipped the good news, which is fine.
What was the good news?
Yeah, it was about debt relief.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about that. Save that for somewhere else.
Yep.
We want only the morbid and sick.
There's a gentleman in India by the name of Balikishan Chaubey, and he was wanted for multiple crimes, including murder.
Oh, jeez.
But this is one of those guys, like the guy that used to live next door to you.
Yeah.
The cops just couldn't seem to get this
guy.
Couldn't
get him. How do you stay... You're as dumb as a doornail, but when it comes to the cops, you can do anything you want, and they're not going to catch you.
Instinct.
It's got to be.
Well, they kept trying to get this guy. After all, they've pinned a murder on him. They got to get this guy off the street.
Yeah.
But they can't catch him. Well, word got out that he was looking to settle down and get married. So they had a female cop call him, pretend that she'd gotten a wrong number, and had her then just chat him up.
Yeah, right on.
And after a week of talking on the phone, keep in mind, complete stranger, she proposed to him over the phone. Never,
yeah.
Sight unseen.
And the bonehead went for it hook, line, and sinker.
Sure did. It was almost like, a helicopter lure landing there on the pond.
Yep. Went right for the bait.
Yep. She proposed, and he said, yes, of course. After all, we've talked on the phone for a week. Yeah. How could I say no? They scheduled the wedding for this past Thursday, and when Idiot showed up, his fiance herself placed the cuffs on him, the cuffs, rather, and took him off to jail. Hopefully he got to feel the cuffs first. But
you know, get something out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, can I feel the cups first?
How could you betray me, my love?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a gentleman by the name of Tom Sietsma is a food critic for the fake news Washington Post.
And that's what they are.
He got a message from a reader last week thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews, but for a very unexpected reason. The letter says, quote, "Well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who is not me. Once confronted with photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. Tom says he's not sure which review it was, and readers are searching through his recent articles to try to find it, but boy, he couldn't be prouder."
I bet. You know, that's something that I would like to do. I'd like to be like a mystery reviewer of restaurants and stuff.
And catch people cheating?
Well, no, not catch him cheating. I mean, I would put pictures of the food up. But, you know, like that Jean Leboeuf, who, by the way, isn't a real person. I just want to let you
know. Yeah, a real person wouldn't parade around with a name like that.
No, it's different people. And I just want to let whoever is in charge over there know that I am willing to go and review places, and I'll give you an honest opinion.
Stan, give me an honest opinion now.
What
would you say?
I gotta go without me being known as me.
What would you say to those that believe that certain past John LaBeoufs may have been on the take?
I will not be on that. I would not know. Absolutely. It's straight up honest.
Oh, so you would be the one, as you're eating dessert, to go, "Oh, waitress, you forgot a $50 bill under my saucer."
No, I wouldn't do that. No, not no. Straight up.
So you would return the money?
I'd return it. I'm sorry. I will not be corrupted.
Yeah.
Honest.
I'll take your word for it.
I would.
And that's the news.
First thing they got to do is going to be go review that Popeye's chicken.
All right, Vince. Calm down. For today, Monday, December 2nd. Whatever.
Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
I swear to God, you went off on Dave and went, out, 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 out. Move it.
Because he wasn't listening. You know what? Listen. We're in the middle. This is not on a break. This isn't when commercials are playing or a song's playing and he walks into the producer of the show and shows them something. Fine. They were former partners. Fine, show them the funny cartoon video. Not during the middle of your newscast while we're live doing something. Rob has to go divert his eyes, start talking to an idiot, and watching something that he doesn't care about.
Well, there was nothing Rob could do about it.
Right. This guy's got 18 years in the radio business, applied in L.A. using our names. And he's showing in the while we're on the air. What a stoop. We'll be back.
Woo!
Stan and Haney. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. What's this?
Tuck here and there and move some of the buttons and shorten the sleeves a little bit. It'll be almost as good as the one I wear to preach you. What do you think?
We need that music for you.
Yeah, well, that, no. We need to take a break. I've had it.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. We've got a road watcher texting us, and I just want to let you know that we're now becoming aware of it. He's texts on the Absolute Law text line. Something crazy is happening on I-75 South. Traffic is at a standstill, and people are getting off the interstate at the entrance ramp going the wrong way. Just past it, going home on Alico. So something is southbound. Bad southbound 75 around Alico Road.
Normally southbound is not the yeah. problem this time of day.
Let's get you updated on the rest of traffic. Maybe some of this ties in. I don't know. Crash, Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. Crash, Fort Myers, 13,000 block of Bell Tower Drive. And this one, in Estero, crash, Miramar Outlet Boulevard and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date.
Breaker 19, this is the rubber duck. You got a copy on
yes.
me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
C.W. McCall.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs.
Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs.
We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy.
Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
No.
We got under bonus.
No.
You take that out, Stan?
That's the bandit.
Ben, this here's a duck. And you want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles.
Roger that.
Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
Have a good chicken
by
dinner.
The time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks and all. But there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Apparently a truck caught on fire.
That's bad.
Yeah, part of a convoy.
Not me more.
No. He said trucking.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that, Big Ben?
10-9, ain't he? 10-9?
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44
is on the
like
side,
a rocket sled on rails.
Is standing by.
We tore up all the swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck,
Roger.
Sodbuster. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll.
So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll. 10-4.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm bragging because I did some writing for that movie, the remake of Planet of the Apes, you know. I didn't write the script or anything, but I wrote some lines that they ended up not using. You don't know if they're going to use them or not. I wrote one line. I thought it would have been perfect. I don't know if anyone saw the movie. It's the scene where the ape general comes in, and they're trying to decide if they should attack right then or wait until a little bit later. And I wrote, "Man, these bananas are good!" Yeah, but they didn't use it, you know. All that research, you know. You know a movie's not going to be good when the reviews they pick for the ads are like from really obscure publications, you know. "Terrific," says the Hoboken Auto Trader. "Thumbs up," says Chang's Chinese Takeout Menu.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I had Dave over the house.
Oh, yeah. I hate to say anything, but is it true that he bit his own thumb at your house?
I didn't know that.
Maybe he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
He bit his own thumb.
Yeah. While eating your food.
I don't know. Here, look, I'm going to tell you something. I tried to be on my best behavior. My wife was at wit's end with him. She, in the middle of Thanksgiving, said to me, "I'm going to go take a nap."
In the middle.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, the tryptophan kicks in after.
Yeah. Well, it was after the meal, but midway through Dave's stay.
"I'm going to go take a nap."
She said, "I got to take a nap."
Oh, yeah. You see, your place, and I know how you love your place, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's small.
Oh, not according to Dave the Waterman.
Dave is like a wild animal. Well, you cannot have him enclosed like that, or somebody's going to get hurt.
I don't think that's it. First of all, he just walked in. The bonehead walked in. It's amazing how he can go and say he has to do work and comes in.
He needs room to pace around.
Wait a second. What do you mean you bit your thumb at my house?
I bit my tongue.
Oh, your tongue.
Oh, I couldn't understand him. Because they did the tongue. And I thought it was his thumb.
All right, now hold on.
That's how bad he was hurt. I couldn't understand him.
I want you to sit back for a second and hear the truth, Haney.
What did I do now?
Now, wait a second.
I can barely hear him.
Just wait, because he's not
on the... No, what did I do now? Anyways, boy.
Now, just stop it.
So, Rob?
Damn it, I'm asking you to stop it. Sorry about that, folks.
I don't think you're asking.
I'm telling him, stop it.
So, you bit your tongue, and I thought you said you bit your thumb.
But he didn't, and he didn't even say anything about biting... Look, so He's,
I know you had an excellent menu.
Hold it. He's at my house. And if he denies this, he just told me.
And it's just such a confined space. I don't know how.
He said it's big.
It is nice. It is roomy.
Because if I understand, it was you and your lovely wife.
Yeah.
Dave and your daughter was his date.
Yes.
Yep. Dave's date.
So.
Well, they drank beer together.
I'll get into that, too. And I got to say this quickly because we got to take a break. You shut up. I was kind as anything to you. So,
You broke bread with him, brought him in your home?
Yeah, well, so we're leaving, and my wife said, "Let me make some leftovers for you to take," because Dave said, and I quote from Thanksgiving, "If there's anything left over," which there was plenty, "I'd like to take some home to my folks." And my wife said, absolutely, absolutely. She went and put every kind of side, every kind of meat, every kind of dessert. And
she is just so delightful.
Put it all in a huge, big, giant bag.
So delightful.
Now, what do I find out?
That is wonderful, generous, in the spirit of the holiday.
So I say to Bonehead today, I said, "So, your folks, no, I take a bit." He says to me, "Yeah, I want to thank you again for that meal. I had meals for 3 days in a row." I said, "Wait a second. Didn't you give the meal? The only reason my wife made it up was to give it to your parents." "Well, they tasted it, but I ate it all." Then then, leaving my house, he gets the full bag of Thanksgiving leftovers, and I mean a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I need some beers for the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I have a couple cold ones for to go?
It took three.
What brand?
They were
Sam Adams. 76ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's a beer. He's normally no right. way he could right. have that.
Oh, I couldn't beer. Afford premium that, bro. Beer.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, you know, we always tell him, Haney.
So she loads him up with food and then a six-pack to go.
Yes. Yeah, we always tell him, use your noggin. So then he tells me on the way home, he gets nearly kidnapped by some Middle Eastern convenience store guy. He goes in the back and is drinking whiskey with him.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
Said, here, have another. And they had a bottle of whiskey.
Damn, I'm here, man. I went into the store and I couldn't, I was debating on what to buy. And then the dude grabbed me and took me to the back room and we
Quick
smoked
question.
And drank.
Yeah. How many days before ham turns?
You got 3 days to get everything off the bone.
Oh, when did I eat it?
3 days.
Yeah, you were right at 3 days. He came over to my house a couple of days after Thanksgiving, evidently after he ate your stuff, and just tore into this ham.
Yeah, it was not for you, wasn't it?
No, that ham was good, Haney.
It wasn't for you, was it?
What?
He asked permission after.
Yeah, I said, bro, can I? Well, yeah.
It was. No, the one that my
it
wife.
Was
it wasn't for you, was
no,
it?
No, it was for my family, bro. You know,
he walked into my house, opens up my fridge, and I turn around, and he's eaten ham by the handful.
Dude, there was a boatload of it. I said, he's not going to miss what
I call. Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.